Man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Thank you, Mr. President Trump, Your Majesty. I just want to say on your behalf that I'm a Republican and I believe you when you say that the election was stolen from you and that I believe that you didn't commit tax fraud and that you didn't commit business fraud and that you didn't embezzle millions of dollars from your Trump Foundation charity or scam your university students out of millions of dollars. I believe that. And I believe that you didn't cheat on your wife with a porn star and a Playboy model, and that you didn't pay the porn star $130,000 to make sure she didn't tell anyone about it right before the 2016 election, and that you didn't sexually assault a woman in the dressing room of a department store, and that you didn't conspire to steal the 2020 election by creating false slates of electors, and that you were not complicit in the attempted hanging of your vice president, and that you did not commit child rape with Jeffrey Epstein, and you did not sexually harass over 25 women who came forward accusing you, and that you really didn't enter the Miss Teen USA changing room where girls as young as 15 years old were undressed. And I believe you, I just do. I don't believe that you stole classified documents, hid them in your bathroom, and obstructed attempts to get them back by the government. I don't believe it for one sec. And I believe you did not extort Ukraine to interfere in an election in 2020 and encourage Russia to help you win the 2016 election. I don't believe that. And I believe you did not actively undermine the nation's response to a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and let a deadly disease spiral out of control for months. I don't believe it. And that you did not orchestrate a months-long coup attempt that culminated in a violent insurrection to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and install yourself as an unelected dictator. And I don't believe that you spew deranged conspiracy theories about everything from climate change to immigration to vaccines to windmills. And I don't care that you were impeached twice or that you're a convicted criminal felon. I just don't. Now, I don't believe and I don't care that you're banned from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years. I will do business with you. I will move to New York just to do business with the Trump Organization. Or I don't think that you should have to pay the $500 million in business fraud fines because you're innocent. And I don't believe that you took millions from foreign governments while you were president. So to top it all off, I believe President Trump when he says he's not a rapist, he's not a thief, he's not a grifter, a liar, a philanderer, a narcissist, a glutton, a bully, and a complete ignoramus. And I don't believe he cheats at golf. Thank you, Mr. President, for being a good Christian leader dedicated to truth and justice for all. By the way, I would let my wife have your children. Thank you.
Oh my God. That won the internet this week. Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. Oh, and guess where he is today, everybody? Happy Monday. That video totally won the internet. I nominated it for the Internet Hall of Fame. We'll see. But no, I didn't make it. I just saw it and spread it out as much as I could. But Donald Trump today has to see his probation officer. Oh, God, America. Oh, God, what are we doing? What are you doing? What is happening? What is going on? Yeah, he has to. He has to go see his probation officer today. The ex-president of the United States, the Republican nominee for president of the United States, has to go see his probation officer today. And he's being treated just slightly special, just slightly different than every other convicted felon in that he can phone it in. I was really looking forward to him having to go up to the 10th floor of 100 Center Street there in Manhattan, which is as dank and dingy as dinge and dank can be. Remember, we were celebrating the fact that he will have to go up there. Well, he doesn't. He doesn't. The judge, Mershon, who he says is, you know, corrupt and in the tank for anybody but him, gave him permission to do two things that most convicts don't get. He gave him permission to Zoom his meeting with his probation officer. Oh, I can't believe we have to say this. But he can Zoom his meeting with his probation officer, who will interview him and decide whether or not this man is fit for probation, or should the judge actually give him time in prison. I swear, that's what this is about. And we won't see this report. I've told you before, this is a report that's prepared especially for the sentencing judge, who is Judge Mershon. And they're going to ask him a whole load of questions like, this one comes screaming to mind. Do you hang out with felons? You know, as a convicted felon himself, he would be prohibited from being out on probation and cavorting with, felons. And this brings up a whole set of names of people who are his buds, who are all convicted felons. I mean, I started making a list and then my hand got tired, so I stopped. Maybe I need a man to do it, But the list is rather long of the people that he hangs out with who are convicted felons. I mean, you could start with Steve Bannon. You could start with Roger Stone. You could say Manafort, Rick Gates, you know, who all worked on his campaign. You could go Weisselberg. You could go that direction, right? You could go over in that area. Or just this weekend, he was hanging around and invited on stage convicted felon Sheriff Joseph Arpaio from Maricopa County, who was convicted of violating and terrorizing the entire population of Maricopa County. So who's he going to hang out with? I mean, I don't think he can hang out with anybody who's not a felon. But then, you know, they'll parse it, I'm sure, and say, well, you can't say Roger Stone is a felon because Roger Stone was pardoned by me. I mean, he pardoned all these convicted felons probably so he could hang out with them. I don't know. But the former president of the United States of America has to go see his probation officer today. Now, he doesn't have to go. He can Zoom it in. And the other perk he got, the other consideration he got based on who he is and what he does is that he can have a lawyer present for this. He can have Todd Blanche present. Now, most convicted felons, when they see their probation officers, don't have their lawyers present, but Mershon said he could. So there you have it. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is just the most amazing presidential cycle I've ever seen. And what scares me is not just the idea of what would happen if he became president, which should scare everybody, it should just freak out everybody, because this country would be treated to mass deportations, raids, sweeps, workplace sweep. I mean, what Arpaio did to Maricopa County will seem like nothing burger next to what you're going to witness, what I'm going to have to witness. The terrorization of entire swaths of people. And what's really interesting is that there are people in this country who are here legally, obviously, and they are voting because they're here legally. And they happen to be from countries that are trying to get, you know, emigrated into the United States. And they're against Joe Biden. They're against Democrats. Some of them are crazy enough to vote for a man who will not, I don't want to say discriminate, differentiate between legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. And we know this because he refers to Operation Wetback. And Operation Wetback in the 50s didn't discern whether or not you were here illegally or illegally. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Americans were erroneously, but however they were, deported and dropped off in Mexico, where they didn't speak any Spanish and they didn't know anybody, and they weren't allowed back in the country. Yeah. So good luck with that. Just want to say.